The popular herbal supplement St. John's Wort may do some harm because it interferes with other prescription medications, that according to research published today. A new study of supplements sold on the Internet shows that most sites make unsupported health claims about their products. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
The ancient Greeks believed St. John's Wort had the magical power of healing. Today, more Germans use St. John's Wort than any other drug for depression. Americans are sold on it, too. But as is the case with many herbal supplements, its reputation rests largely on folklore and anecdotal claims.
There are lots of little studies that are done that really are not rigorous and are not that meaningful.
That's Todd Cooperman, president of ConsumerLabs.com, a White Plains, New York company that publishes evaluations of vitamins and supplements. Cooperman welcomes the new studies because he thinks Americans should reconsider their herbal obsession.
Many consumers believe that herbs are benign. They can't hurt you. They can only help. Not true.
For example, just last week, the Food and Drug Administration warned consumers to stop using star anise tea because it caused symptoms like seizures, vomiting, and rapid eye movement. And when John Markowitz began the St. John's Wort study, published in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, he already knew about research of St. John's Wort and its effect on organ transplant patients who have to use the anti-rejection drug cyclosporin.
Well, there's now been lots of cases where a lot of those patients, they take St. John's Wort, the cyclosporin levels drop significantly, and they don't have as good immunosuppression, and there have been some cases where organ rejection took place.
Markowitz and his colleagues at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston found in their study something similar to what had happened with cyclosporin.
It really chews up a variety of prescription medications, drops their levels, and makes them less effective.
Research like this on herbal supplements is not often done because, according to the 1994 Dietary Supplement Act, the Food and Drug Administration can't require the manufacturers of supplements to show their products are safe and effective. Again, John Markowitz.
The issue is they don't have to do testing with regard to purity or potential drug interactions, those kinds of things that are required for general prescription and other over-the-counter medications.
In another study in this week's journal, researchers looked at 338 websites that offer dietary supplements and found that 81% made one or more health claims, something they're not allowed to do. Phil Fontanarosa, executive deputy editor of the journal, wrote an editorial on the studies. He says 55% of the websites claim specifically to treat, prevent, diagnose, or cure a disease.
And more than half didn't have the standard FDA disclosure statement that's required and says this statement has not been evaluated by the FDA and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fontanarosa says studies like these prove that supplements should be classified as active drugs, but the FDA has no authority to regulate them.
It would require an act of Congress to change the standard by which dietary supplements are allowed to be marketed.
Mark McClellan, head of the FDA, says the agency can step in when there's evidence that a claim has been made about a supplement treating or curing a disease. He cites a case in which a supplement maker used some research to erroneously support its health claims. A medical journal wrote about the claims, and McClellan says the FDA took it from there.
Armed with that information, we were able to initiate an action against one of these companies causing their product to be destroyed. And we will continue to take those kinds of action as the scientific evidence permits.
McClellan says consumers should also closely follow supplement research, like a Penn State study released Monday, suggesting that melatonin can be harmful for people with blood pressure problems. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.